The latest numbers on the coronavirus from the Massachusetts Department of Health show nearly 5,000 people have died from the disease. Nearly 78,000 have tested positive. More than 3,100 people remain hospitalized with the virus, but that number is down by about 400 since Wednesday. For a closer look at the numbers and the week ahead, we're joined now by Dr. David Hamer, a professor of global health and medicine at Boston University and an infectious disease specialist at Boston Medical Center. He joins us via Skype. Dr. Hamer, thanks again for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning, Jack. Thank you.
So the numbers show well over 1,000 new positive tests today in Massachusetts, but the percentage of people who are testing negative each day is rising, and the percentage of people in the ICU is falling. So is there reason to be optimistic with those figures?
Well, yes, these are all good signs. You know, I think there's a gradual decline in new cases and you know, both the proportion positive decreasing and then the admissions, hospital admissions and ICU admissions, all those are good signs. But I think honestly, looking at the sort of trajectory of the curve rather than a sudden drop off, it's going to be a very gradual decline over several weeks.
Have we flattened the curve or at least getting close?
Yeah, no, I think the curve was flattened. In fact, you know, when we map it all out in a couple of weeks, we'll see there's essentially been a plateau with a very gradual decline instead of a sharp peak. So that, you know, is clearly classical flattening the curve. But the implications are that you know, the shelter at home might need to be extended, or we're going to have to be very careful as we reopen the economy.
It looks like there's reason to be optimistic about a drug, remdesivir, as a possible treatment for COVID-19, originally designed to treat Ebola patients. What's your view on remdesivir's effectiveness in treating COVID-19?
So there have been a few studies released, and then the most important is a controlled trial where they had a placebo control in patients with really late stage SARS-CoV-2 or COVID-19, and that showed a benefit, a shortening of duration of hospitalization from 15 to 11 days, and it also suggested a trend towards decreased mortality. They didn't have quite enough patients to show a decrease in mortality at the level of significance required, but it looked good. And those are patients with really late stage disease. And this is a drug that might be better provided earlier in infection. And there are studies ongoing to look at it. So it's exciting because we have at least one treatment that works.
In Rhode Island, non-essential retail stores opened for business this past weekend, albeit with strict social distancing guidelines in place. From a medical perspective, do you think this reopening of non-essential businesses in Rhode Island is the right move right now?
I'm still a little nervous about non-essential businesses opening. I mean, I think with real strict measures in place for social distancing and wearing of masks and personal hygiene measures, it may be okay, but we need to watch. I mean, South Korea started to reopen their restaurants and bars, and they had a flare of disease, and they've had to shut down again. So we don't want to follow that example.
Is also that something that could affect Massachusetts?
It definitely has implications for Massachusetts.
You know, WBUR gets a lot of questions from listeners about reliable antibody testing. In your view, is the antibody testing in Massachusetts reliable? And if it is, where can people get it?
This is a complicated question because there have been more than 100 different antibody tests submitted to the FDA for review. A few of them look like they're very good. They have, you know, very good test characteristics. And I think that many hospitals in Massachusetts have been carefully assessing those to decide which are best. Problem is that we don't fully understand what they mean in terms of whether somebody is protected against the disease. It definitely means that a person has had the disease already, but the question is how, you know, can they be reinfected, and if so, how long before they're, you know, how long does the protection last? So there are a lot of questions about how to interpret the antibody test. That said, you know, I think that they're going to be fairly widespread. I mean, many hospitals have them available now, and I suspect that, you know, when medical practices start to open up again, they're going to be assessing which options are available, and that they'll be fairly widely available for people to have as an option to evaluate whether they've had COVID-19.
That's Dr. David Hamer, a professor of global health and medicine at Boston University and an infectious disease specialist at Boston Medical Center. Dr. Hamer, thanks for speaking with Morning Edition.
Thank you very much.